RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Is it better for Shador, if he wants to be the number one quarterback in Cleveland, to have Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry stay put? And he said, yep. You just heard what he had to say. I'm Jeff Phelps. My buddy over there is Andy Baskin. Josina Anderson, who covers the National Football League on a regular basis. Up on there on the Twitter, or the X as it may be, and our social media mentions are brought to us by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Mm-hmm. Josina says, I'm told the Browns have met with former GMs Chris Greer and Tom Telesco to gather perspectives and for exploratory talks on potentially adding senior voices. That's according to league sources. Huh. And then Josina adds, it's customary to connect with available personnel on the market during carousel season. That it is. It's interesting, though. You have a former longtime general manager of the Miami Dolphins in Chris Greer and a former longtime general manager of the San Diego Los Angeles Chargers in Tom Telesco, who was with the Raiders last year and is a John Carroll grad.
Yeah.
So stay tuned.
Well, it's interesting that she chooses the words on potentially adding senior voices.
Senior voices.
So that could be possibly anywhere from replacing Paul D. Podesta to becoming an advisor to replacing your current general manager, right?
That's correct.
So
that's correct. To draft help, to whatever mm-hmm. you want it to be. I would think Andrew Berry wouldn't be thrilled with the idea of the Browns chatting with Chris Greer or Tom Telesco. Would you?
I guess it depends on how you look at it. If they establish Greer or Telesco as someone who would fill Di Podesta's role, then why would it? I mean, your situation would stay the same, I would think. But maybe he didn't like his situation with Di Podesta.
I mean, except for this. Di Podesta was never the general manager of an NFL team.
No, but he was a senior, what'd you call him, senior voice?
Yes, but would you want a senior voice being a guy who did your job for 10 years? Not that it matters. You're not going to have a choice.
Does your paycheck change, or does the movement that you make change? I don't know.
Ownership does. Mm. And Mac Robinson sitting behind the glass today, Mac pointing out that there's already a guy there, Bob Quinn, former GM of the Lions, who is a senior personnel and coaching executive with the Browns. So there are you can always find guys. You know, if they decide to make a move, you can find guys.
True.
There might be a guy sitting right there already in Bob Quinn.
Not to mention, too, they also have Chris Polian also in that front office role as well with them. So
true.
Andrew Berry always...
Bill Polian's son.
He always adds in different voices and everything like that, different perspectives when it comes to, you know, former executives. And also had Ryan Grigson in there as well for a while before he went out to Minnesota.
Former Colts guy.
And Polian's also another John Carroll guy.
They all love Cleveland, baby.
Everything about John Carroll, man.
Everybody coming home, Andy.
Ohio State may have the teams on the field, but
John
Carroll's got the guys in the front office.
Holy Between holy. John Carroll and Mount, we got it covered around the National Football League.
It's amazing.
And Mount Union. Wayne is in Bedford. Hello, Wayne.
Hey, Wayne.
Welcome.
Hello, guys.
How are you?
I am doing great. Good to hear from you guys.
Good to hear from you.
Hey, we called. Wanted to hear how you doing.
Great. I didn't get your take on understand why you guys feel that we don't need offensive line help.
Well, I don't know who said that.
You guys said drafting Caleb down?
Not me, pal.
That was the question was, and by the way, even if you drafted Caleb Downs, that doesn't mean, I'm not saying go out and draft other offensive linemen or go out and get, right. I mean, Caleb Downs can play. And again, I'm saying more, it's not about Caleb Downs. It's about, you better take the best available player. That's all. That's what I think they should do. And whether, you know.
I disagree.
So do you think Downs would be the best available player?
Oh, I have no idea. I don't know where we're going to land. I don't. And what I thought the other day isn't what I think today. So it doesn't matter.
Let us say six.
Talk to me on Monday.
If we draft six, don't you think that.
Take an offensive lineman? Probably.
Probably. I hope so, Caleb is getting killed. I mean, Chador is getting killed. We need offensive, regardless of that, or Reese. I don't want Reese neither.
I would love to have him, except this team has a pretty good defense, Wayne, and doesn't have a very good offensive line right now.
Right.
Although, the offensive line did a nice job yesterday. Credit to them. I thought they did a real solid job.
Let me ask you guys a question. So you guys are pretty new in the world of sports.
We are.
I was born yesterday, as a matter of fact. It was a Sunday.
Right. Yeah.
How far can you go back? What is the oldest player you ever seen play for the Cleveland Browns?
Moses. I saw Moses. He got drafted early. It was before the league was actually established. I got to tell you, the way he would part offensive linemen, he learned that by parting the C. It's crazy. I don't know how that works.
Did you guys ever see Paul Warfare
in
person?
Yes.
In person.
Not while he was playing, but.
Okay. So did you ever see Bo Scott?
Yes, the former Ohio State running back who wore number 35.
No, for the Cleveland Browns.
Yeah, I know. He wore number.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Number 35 for the Cleveland Browns.
Right, yeah. Okay. I just want to date you guys back because, you know, it seems like you guys...
Our resume sucks,
Hey, Wayne, how old are you?
I'm 67.
Yeah, well, welcome to the neighborhood.
you guys are fun. Well,
wait, you thought we were born yesterday, and now all of a sudden, now
Wayne,
we're fun. Oh, okay.
Wayne, we've been paid to do this stuff for a long time. Keyword is paid. And before that, we did it for fun. Did we not, Andy?
Yes, we did, Jeff.
I'll just say this. I'm not old enough to have watched Jim Brown play in person and remember it. How's that?
Okay.
I don't remember watching Jim play in person.
Let me ask you this, do you consider a tight end an offensive lineman in a draft position?
No.
I don't either. Although I do consider them a receiver. I'm just going back and just...
Look, Andy, the Browns are going to be drafting in a position where they're going to be able to get somebody who's really good. And if he happens to play defense... I'll be disappointed. The offense, now I say that thinking that Andrew Berry and Kevin Stefanski will be back. If Andrew Berry is not back, God knows what a new GM wants to do to build this team. And if you want to tell me you want to come up with the Bears of the mid-80s and you want that kind of a defense and you're going to go ahead and draft Caleb Downs or Arvell Reese, fine, go ahead and then figure out how to do the other stuff. But if these guys are back and they don't take an offensive lineman, or a wide receiver. I'm not even going to say quarterback. If they don't take a lineman or a receiver, I'll be stunned. It's like, what the heck are you thinking?
Yeah, I'm not. I mean, look, I think at where they are now, it's going to have to be an offense. I think it's an offensive lineman.
I don't think you're going.
You're not going to go wrong with an offensive lineman.
Especially
if they're the number one or number two offensive lineman on the board. I'm just going back because I started thinking about it. I mean, outside of a center, who have the Browns really drafted offensive line first round? Other than a center. So, like, since 99, again, too.
Jedrick Wills.
And Joe Thomas. That's it.
There you go. We've gone over this. The Browns have neglected the offensive line under Andrew Berry.
What are you calling Cam Irving?
But what they did was they had a pretty good offensive line.
Yeah.
They had a pretty good offensive line. And it kind of got beat up and it kind of got old. Now, and I would say this, it got more beat up than it did old.
Agree.
They just got beat up. Jack Conklin's not old. Jack's just been beat up. I feel terrible for the guy. He's what, 30, 31? Wyatt Teller's not very old.
No.
He's in his younger 30s. Wyatt could play another 5 years in the league. But he got beat up a little bit this year. Joel Bitonio keeps rolling. Joel's 34? Well, they're older offensive linemen in the league right now. Joel wants to come back. Ethan Posick got beat up. It got beat up. And not just this year. And that's why the assets that they've put into the offensive line haven't been enough. You know, you signed some free agent guys. Great. You took some late round draft choices. Great. It hasn't been enough. I mean, that's real clear.
Yeah.
And our last caller just said, well, Shadur's getting beat up. Yeah, so did Dylan Gabriel. Yeah, so did Joe Flacco.
Every quarterback, they all have.
Steve's in South Euclid. Hello, Steve.
Jeff, I want to date you here. Let's see. How old are you? Let's see.
Right. Well, it comes down to, do you want the same old thing or do you want change? That's for me.
Okay.
You know, Kevin Stefanski said it best himself. It's about winning. Okay. And unfortunately, it doesn't reflect his history here with the Browns. Out of over 100 games, he's 43-57. So far this year, he's 27-28 in the last 2 years.
Who are you bringing in? Just say it. Just say fire him. It's easy. You don't have to, like, you don't even have to make the case. Just say you want him fired. Who do you want to bring in? I'm good with that.
You know what? It's not even about that. It's what's best for the Cleveland Browns as an organization.
All right, Steve, let me ask you this.
And if you think he should be fired, just say it. Just say it. He should be fired. And I think this guy, who I want to bring in, is best for the Cleveland Browns.
I believe that Kevin Stefanski can be a good coach, but I don't think it's here in Cleveland. So why did you say that? Because we got a 6-year sample. He had 100 ball games under his belt.
Okay,
so I'm down. You've made your case. Like,
stop.
I'm not,
But let me throw this at you. Hold on a second. What's Andrew Berry's record?
Listen.
What's Andrew Berry's record?
Well, only thing about that.
It's the exact same as Kevin Stefanski's.
But the only thing about that is,
and he's had a 6-year run at it.
He has an excellent, excellent draft. And here's
one
for me.
Kevin's been 2-time coach of the year.
This is the guy I want to come here.
Okay, here we go.
I want the guy, Bill Belichick.
Oh, my God.
Do your job. That's who I want.
I like him.
I'm like Andy.
Jeff?
You better get the paddles.
Jeff? If Bill was here, there's no question who's running the show and who's making the decisions on everything.
Yeah, yeah. That's great. That's great. Number to join in this fun is 216-474-0092. Michael Markoch will take your phone calls. Mac Robinson is sitting behind the glass. Tyvis Powell joins us coming up at noon. Please, dear God, no Bill Belichick.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system, It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.